how easily people assume that if they had lived in the time of the Messiah, they would have recognized him at once. Are you one of those people? You might have second thoughts after going through this exercise called The Stranger. When the Messiah came, his people failed to recognize him. Are you aware that he is still around? When did you see him last? Think of the times you loved someone, or the times someone loved you. That was when God became incarnate once again. Think of some learning, some knowledge that liberated you and set you free. That was a time when, all unknown to you perhaps, God's Word was being revealed again. And every time your heart flared up at the sight of oppression and injustice, each time your hidden depths were lit up in a flash and your defenses were exposed, it was really the prophet's burning gaze that laid bare the evil and the sin. When did you last experience inner healing? It was the Christ reaching out and touching you. And do you know that when you felt frustration, darkness, pain, he was present, struggling in his passion? Do you remember the inspiration you felt when you listened to a speech, or read a book, or watched a movie? It was really the voice of the Master that you were hearing, calling to discipleship. And in your prayerful silences, was not the priest supreme bringing God and you together? Search your recent past to identify these grace-filled moments and trust that he will visit you again today. Now imagine that God anoints you as Messiah. What are your reactions to this startling choice of his? See yourself fulfill this role quietly, unobtrusively, for whether you know it or not, each time you speak, each time you act, God intervenes in human history. See Him intervening through you in each event that is likely to take place today.
Thank you. Here's a story from Anthony DeMello. The rich industrialist from the north was horrified to find the southern fisherman lying lazily beside his boat, smoking a pipe. "Why aren't you out fishing?" said the industrialist. "Because I have caught enough fish for the day," said the fisherman. "Why don't you catch some more?" "What would I do with it?" "Well, you could earn more money," was the reply. "With that, you could have a motor fixed to your boat and go into deeper waters and catch more fish. Then you would have enough to buy nylon nets. These would bring you more fish and more money. Soon you would have enough money to own 2 boats, maybe even a fleet of boats. Then you would be a rich man like me." "What would I do then?" said the fisherman. "Then you could really enjoy life." "What do you think I'm doing right now?" said the fisherman.